Sí.
मुझे आपका नाम बताइए।
अनु बाबा।
और आप यहाँ
मुलाजिम हैं? जी, पानी चलाता हूँ मैं।
अच्छा अच्छा, और कितने साल आप कराची रहते हैं?
ये हमारा बचपन से हम कराची में ही है, छोटे से बड़ा यहीं हो गया है।
अच्छा,
हम छोटे से बड़ा यहीं हो गया कराची में।
और अभी आजकल कराची में हिंदू लोग के लिए समस्या नहीं है?
नहीं, कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है हमारे को, इधर हमारे को कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है इधर। बोलेंगे हम लोग अच्छा घूमता फिरता खाता पीता, ऐसा कोई बात नहीं है,
सब शांति है।
हाँ, शांति है, और भगवान का इतना दया है कि हम लोग को कोई आंच नहीं आया है। हम लोग काम करता है, खुला देखो घूमता है फिरता है खाता है पीता है, बीबीसी से हमारे को कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं है इधर। बोलेगा और अच्छा है, हम लोग को सुकून है इधर।
तो यहाँ कराची में
जी
हिंदू मुस्लिम भाई भाई है?
हाँ, इधर सब भाई भाई है,
मिल के रहते हैं,
इधर कोई प्रॉब्लम हम लोग को नहीं है। हाँ,
शुक्रिया,
थैंक यू। 23 टेम्पल्स, आई शैल टॉक अबाउट दिस टेम्पल्स एंड
योर नेम अगेन सर।
व्हाट
योर नेम?
माय नेम इज श्री महंत मुखी चत्रोमल, श्री महंत मुखी चत्रोमल चंदन, चेयरमैन ऑल पाकिस्तान हिंदू पंचायत एंड ट्रस्टी ऑफ मैनेजिंग ट्रस्टी ऑफ द स्वामीनारायण ट्रस्ट, एज वेल एज आई एम चेयरमैन ट्रस्टी ऑफ वडवाकर ट्रस्ट, एज वेल एज आई एम ट्रस्टी ऑफ द चेयरमैन ट्रस्टी ऑफ द पिंजरापुर ट्रस्ट गौशाला, देयर इज अ गौशाला।
How many mandirs are there in Karachi?
How many?
Mandirs, how many temples in Karachi?
How many temples? There were 300 temples in Karachi, and there are 23 temples in my hand also. 23, one temple is 24 temples in my possession. There are 573 temples and trusts, 300 temples and 48 big trusts and other temples and gaushalas or ye dharmshalas thi. Total 573 big
in the whole of Pakistan,
in only Karachi. There is a 23 and a half acres of land belongings to Gaushala, that Pinjapur Trust. They have sold some temples and Gaushalas by Avik Trust Board. And by Avik Trust Board, there is a Avik Trust Board. His office, its office is situated in nearby Qaide Azam, before opposed Qaide Azam. Chokra and Khanan, Gumaji, near opposite.
Today,
that office is belonging the Sri Krishna Bhagwan temple. Temple's name was. ये उसका नेम था काशी टेम्पल, काशी मंदिर था, उसमें मार्ग तोड़ करके हमारी वो ऑफिस उसकी बदलाई है, बनाई है।
Today, how many Hindu people live in
Karachi? About 4 or 5 lakhs Hindus are here. Here residing in Karachi. Now, about 2 lakhs are Harijan Kum, scheduled caste, and 3 lakhs are Vaiban Vapari, 3 lakhs. About 5 lakhs there are Hindu residing here. And in Pakistan, there are 1 crore Hindus, all Hindus are residing here. And there are 1 crore Isai are residing here in Pakistan. and there are 50 lakhs Qadiani, Akliyat, minority is riding here. About 2 crores and 50 lakhs minority is residing in Pakistan. I am chairman of All Pakistan Hindu Panchayat. I know each and everything. Each and everything I know.
Today, for Hindu people in Pakistan, is everything okay? No problems?
No, no problem. No problem. They are not troubling us. We are bhai bhai. Hindu Muslim are bhai bhai. We are Hindu Muslim are bhai bhai. Aba, aba. We are Hindu Muslim bhai bhai. Fifty years ago.
When Pakistan started. Huh. What were things like then?
There was, you see, the government was Britannia. Britannia government, and Britannia government was very good. Very good. Britannia government was so much good that nobody can. All they were Hindu Muslim or bhai bhai, and no problem was Hindu Muslim. Now there is a great problem of Hindu Muslim because they have divided our Pakistan alag and India alag. और वो है बांग्लादेश अलग हो गया थ्री पीसेस वर फ्रॉम इंडिया थ्री पीसेस वन पीस ग्रेट पीस भारत एंड देन सेकंड पीस इज बांग्लादेश एंड थर्ड पीस इज पाकिस्तान वो
You are from Karachi, your birthplace?
My birth is in Pakistan. We are living in Pakistan. We are, in my family members are 96 in Pakistan. We are living here, Karachi. From Karachi, 27 years, I am living in Swaminarayan Temple Estate Trust. That belongs to, I am Srimant of Swaminarayan Temple Estate Trust and Supreme Court has given me this trust. There are 9 trustees also.
Why in 1947?
9 trustees also are appointed by Honorable High Court.
In 1947, when there was independence, why did you stay here in Pakistan? Why didn't you go to India? Why did you stay?
Who stayed? Stayed.
You. Why did you stay? You stayed here in Karachi?
Because we have got valuable property. Valuable property is ko band karo to main usko le karke aaun.
The community.
Yeah. I mean, how many Hindus do you think live in Karachi now?
In Karachi, I don't know exactly, but I think maybe 20 lakh, I don't know properly, yes.
But there's no problem now for Hindus here?
No, it's not a problem. In spite of small things, there is no major problem. Hindus are living peacefully.
Why was it your parents or chose to stay here rather than go to India? Why did they want
Because
to
we belong to these areas. We were living in these areas which belongs to Pakistan nowadays. So we prefer to stay here. Simple reason.
Did many people go?
Yes, people went at that time. Many people went to India at that time. Yes.
Your parents chose to stay?
Yes.
Do you think they feel they were right?
Yes, they were right. I feel they were right because this is our motherland. We born here, our parents born here. So this is our motherland, so our parents were right. We will prefer to stay here.
Are you proud of your country, Pakistan?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Even though it's an Islamic Republic of Pakistan?
Yes, this is another thing. religion is another thing, but the place to which we belong, we born, we will love to be at that place. Yes.
Can I ask you your name?
Dr. Dhar.
Dr. Dhar.
Yes.
That's a Kashmiri name. Kashmiri Pandit name, no?
Oh, this is not Kashmiri.
D-A-R.
Yes, the D-H-A-R.
D-H-A-R.
Yes.
So thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
That's now all. I shall tell you history of the Pakistan, and there are many, you see, zakhira, means great zakhira of petroleum. There are many great zakhira of petroleum, because I have seen two great zakhira in Dipro Talka. I know about that. Now there is a great great ho gaya ye kahat pad gaya kahat samjha hai kahat pad and tharpa ka. We are very worried, and all the men who are living in Tharpakar district, they are in very difficulty. They have got not corns for eating.
When there was the Babri Masjid, what sort of problems were there for Hindus here in Karachi?
Well, some people disturbed the peace. Not majority of the people suffer, but some of Hindus. I do not belong to Karachi. I belong to interior of Sindh, so I will not be able to say much about this area. So these people are living here for the last 25, 27 years. They can tell you exactly about this area. I can tell you about interior of Sindh, not for here.
But there were problems there at that time?
In some areas, in some areas. Not all the Muslims, they made problem. Even Muslims are protecting Hindus at that time. Few Muslims were creating problem, but majority of the Muslims were protecting Hindus in different areas. Even they were protecting the streets and houses of the Hindus. So you can see people having different ideas. And so if we say broadly, Hindus are living peacefully 99% of the days, but sometimes when problem occur there, like
India.
In India, so few people, they react. They feel that we are Hindu, so because they are Hindu, so the reality is that we do not belong to India. Our parents born here. My father's father and his father, they all born here and died here. So we belong to this country, this area. So we do not, we are not responsible for the act of Hindus living in India. But some people, they relate us to, because of religion. Religion is a personal thing. So this is broadly, this is a problem.
सोरा चमेला तीजा दंडन गुरमिजा मर्दा साई सफला पेचन कमल कोई से मजा दाता वाहिगुरु भगत खजाना भगतन को दिया नाम हर धन सजे सोए अखट नाम धन कदे नखट नाही किने न कीमत होए नाम धन मुख उजले होए हर पाया सच सोए मन मेरे गुर सबदी हर हर पाया जाए बिन सब दे जग ओ भुलदा फिरदा डर गए मिले सजाए राव इस दे अंदर पंच चोर वसे काम क्रोध लोभ मोह अंकारा अमृत लूटे मन मुख नहीं बूझे कोयन सुने पुकारा अंधा जगत अंध वरतारा बाज गुरु गुबारा हऊ मैं मेरा कर कर रिगीते के चले न
Demarcation of sects and Hindus. So people used to have all the sects, all the sects like Granth, like Gita, and few other sects. So there is co-education like thing in our mosques, in Sindh especially.
But everybody who is at this temple now is a Hindu, not a Sikh?
Yes, Hindu, Hindu. Everybody is Hindu. But they used to read Granth.
Sikhs also come here. They but mostly people living in Sindh, they are of the Sikh month.
This Guru Nanak.
Guru Nanak, yeah.
They are of
they
Sikh
are Hindu.
Month.
They are Hindus. But Sikhs means who is believing in Granth or who is believing Guru Nanak. They are called Sikhs, but in Sindh especially there is no sharp demarcation. People used to read Granth, they will read Gita as well,
and Ramayan.
And Ramayan, all the things they used to.
Because the reason is this: that Guru Granth Sahib is giving the teaching which is more close to the Muslim.
No,
it's not purely Muslim. You can't say that, but it is more close to. Muslim society, they have not taken the Quran, but they have their own book, and it is type of secular teaching. Is giving the
teaching. You can say humanitarian teaching.
Brotherhood. He is giving the lesson of brotherhood. That's why people are more disciples of Guru Nanak Sahib.
Can I ask you? You live in a country which is mainly Muslim. And you're a Hindu, and there's a particular dress code and a way that women are expected to behave here, which is basically a Muslim way. Do you find that restricts your freedom?
I don't think so. Okay, I'm restricted in some way, because I'm a doctor, so I don't feel any restriction. I can do whatever I like. It's a protective way, na? Means wearing a dupatta. I am not observing parda, but wearing a dupatta and going with some male member, it's a type of society. So I have not found any difficulty.
I was asking your husband whether he thought his parents made the right decision to stay here in 47. What do you think about the decision which I'm sure your parents also made? Stay, not to go.
Because not it's our India. Land. It's our land. We were born here. We were brought up here. So we find our roots here. That's why I think it's right to live here.
And you're a Pakistani?
Yeah, I'm a Pakistani, yes.
And you're proud of being a Pakistani?
Yeah.
Even though the official title of this country is the Islamic
yeah.
Republic
yeah,
of Pakistan.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
Indeed, yes. Both doctors.
Yes, both doctors.
But the official title of the country is
yeah,
the Islamic
Muslim.
Republic of
yes,
Pakistan.
Yes, you are right. But because our roots are here, our grandparents were here, we were brought here, we were taught here, and that's why.
Simple thing is that this is our motherland. So we prefer to stay here. Our parents took right decision to stay here. So we are proud of that. Except. Few problems we sometimes face, but broadly we feel that our parents took right that decision.
Renati is very happy in Pakistan, no problem at all. In Pakistan, Renati are...
Pushpa.
My name is Khubchand Gobindaram Bhatia.
Khubchand
Gobindaram Bhatia.
And your position within your community?
I'm the president of the Hindu Panchayat Karachi Division, plus the president of the Swaminarayan Temple Trust.
How many Hindus are now living in Karachi?
Between 50,000 to 75,000.
And how many mandirs are there?
There are big mandirs, are about 4 to 5. But there are so many community temples in the sanitary workers' colonies, you see, somewhere in Governor House or something like that. Yeah, that way there are so many small temples.
People say that in 1947 the Brahmins and others went and the SCE stayed. Is that right? A lot of the Hindus now in Karachi are SCE, scheduled caste?
You see, yes, the majority of the caste Hindus left Pakistan in 1947. And in Karachi alone, but in the interior of Sindh, similarly, I think both the places, the most scheduled castes are the predominating community in Pakistan, who are living still.
What is it like being a Hindu in Karachi, in an Islamic country?
It is at the whim of the majority community. If they like you, then that's all right. Otherwise, you are always in trouble. Secondly, if there's any trouble in India, whether it is a Babri Masjid or a communal riot or any other desecration of the repercussions are felt here, the Hindus feel unsafe, the government sometimes try to save them, sometimes they allow them to do the worst, and they have to suffer.
So after the Babri Masjid was pulled down, what happened in Karachi?
So many temples were destroyed. You see, one at the Ratneshwar Mahadev temple at Clifton, one at Native Jetty. Similarly, so many small temples and the sanitary workers, colonies were destroyed. Even the sanitary workers were looted. But at that time, no caste Hindu was troubled. And secondly, you see, the government, the biggest temple is opposite KMC, which was defended by the government by posting them rangers and police forces, police mobiles over there. So it was saved. No trouble took place.
But they had to put out rangers and police to save the biggest Hindu temple in
Karachi. Similarly, in Sindh, interior of Sindh, so many temples were destroyed. Later on, the government passed a resolution making it allowing compensation to the Hindus, and that was distributed for repairing of the temples.
Do Hindus have full civil rights today?
We have got a separate electorate in which in a province, entire province is a constituency for a non-Muslim voter. And similarly, the entire Pakistan is a constituency for the National Assembly seat. So it is a very difficult task for an ordinary Hindu to contest either a provincial assembly or a national assembly. But since the majority of the Hindus live in Sindh, so all the four seats reserved for Hindus are won by the Sindhis. No, nobody from Balochistan or frontier or from Punjab come to the National Assembly Hindu seats. Similarly, all the four Christian seats are won by the Punjab.
So, do you think that Hindus have a bad deal now?
It is neither a bad deal nor a good deal. But you see, in the 1973 constitution, Hindus were given the equal rights to vote for a majority community. Similarly, before the dismissal of the People Party government, they wanted to give a dual voting rights to the minority community, which after the dismissal have vanished. Now what will happen, God alone knows.
Are you worried about the future?
Because my future is already over, so I'm not worried about it.
Are you worried about the future of your community?
Future of the community. Yes, you see, we don't have selfless people to serve the community. That is the greatest worry that the older people have. Because they come, the new representatives that they come, they try to prosper at the cost of the community. They never bother much about the welfare of the community. So in that way, it is a very bad thing for the community. Now.
But do you think that the Hindu community will survive in Karachi?
Hindus are always survived throughout India, even in the Muslim rules, in the British rule, in the Portuguese rule. So they will continue to survive. You see, one thing is there. Conversion always takes place. Whether it is a British rule, or a Muslim rule, or a Pakistani rule. Some people will go because of the benefits that they get, the stability that they get, the safety that they get from the rulers. So, but even then the Hindus live. Hindu will continue to live. You see, if they get protection, even a protection, there used to be a one Hindu shop in the entire village, and he used to be supported by the entire village. So long that safety is there, Hindus will continue to remain here, or they will get themselves converted.
Do you feel Pakistani?
I am proud to be a Pakistani. If I had an option to go away from Pakistan, but no, I love my country, I love my place of birth, because in our scriptures it is said that the motherland is more sacred than even the heaven. So this is the teaching of our scriptures, and I believe it fully in that. Then we have been living here.
1947, at the time of partition, a lot of Hindus must have left Karachi.
Yes, many of them, and you see, there were about 14, 15 lakhs of Hindus in the whole of the Sindh, more than 14, 15. Majority of them, because you see, the refugees came, they started occupying the houses of the Hindus living here, and they felt unsafe, and they tried to leave away. There was a small batch of Sikhs coming from Sindh to Karachi. The Muslims attacked those people at Ratan Tala. There's a locality somewhere between this place and Sadr. And so then the riots spread, the looting started, government tried to stop it, but the people felt panicky and they left. They started leaving. And slowly and gradually they leave. And sometimes when they don't find any other alternative there, they come back too.
Did you see those riots?
Beg your pardon?
Did you see those riots?
Yes, I was here in Karachi. I was here in Karachi. Our house was attacked. I can tell you one thing. Our house was attacked. You see, the ladies were alone in the house. There was no male member. It was during daytime. A refugee, you can put it that way, a refugee from...
A Muslim refugee.
Muslim refugee who had recently taken a godown nearby. You see, he came and told them on the Holy Quran that there's no non-Muslim living in this building. So please, why are you attacking them? They've already lost everything there in India, and why are you attacking them here? So on that assurance, they left and we were saved. Then my family left for India. I and my father, we both stayed here. Then I got back my family here. And since then we have been living here. See, I had at that time one son, then three more children were born, then daughters were married. One is in America, the other is in Dubai. One son is in Bombay, the other son is Chicago.
Chicago?
Yes. My one daughter is in New Jersey.
None of your family are here?
No, my wife is here. We are both semi-invalid. Semi-invalid. Not valid, invalid, but semi-invalid. And we continue to remain here.
But you're telling me that in 1947, a Muslim told a lie on
yes,
the Quran
yes, yes.
to save your family.
Saved our family.
If they'd have known that Hindu women were inside the house...
They would have attacked. They would have attacked and snatched all the... What did they do? They put all the ornaments on their body, whatever they had in their house. Golden ornaments, whatever they had. They put on their body and they were looking. If the Muslims had attacked, they would have snatched everything. They might have beaten them. Something else might have been happened, which we can't visualize.
They might have dishonored the women.
Yes, might have, but nobody can say anything. They were all young. My wife was about 17 years old. We had a young sister also. My mother was there. There were other ladies in the building. They were all young people, young women. Anyway, we are grateful to that man. That man is dead now, but we all pray for him.
He probably could well have saved the lives of your women folks.
Yes, yes. He did save. He did save.
Did you feel scared at that time?
We felt scared and then we sent away the family. Because we had to look after our circumstances also, financial circumstances also. We had property here, we have got valuables here, we had some business here. So we can't leave them in lurch and go away at the mercy of the God. So we sent our family away because my brother was a big government official in Gujarat state in India. So I sent our family there. I and my father, we both stayed back. My father died here in 1966.
Did you think about going to India?
No, never. Even in this state of my health, when I was strict, can't come. Even I don't like to go away to India. I visit occasionally, but not permanently. So long I can live.
A lot of members of your community did go to India in 1947. Some stayed. Who made the right decision?
Lot of people lost their properties here. But the question, losing of life was not there. They wanted to loot, but didn't want to hurt the people much. So there was a loss of property, but not of lives.
But
Some Hindus, a lot of Hindus, went to India in 47.
Yeah.
But did... who made the right decision? Those who stayed or those who went?
Those who went. Those who went, they felt panicky and they started leaving. Because the government officials and the Muslim officers who came from India, they tried to pressurize them, harass them. So they thought it better to leave. Many of them left their property. They're thinking that they'll come back, but never happened. They thought that Pakistan would vanish from the map of India. Pakistan has survived and continues to survive. So they have settled themselves. Many have taken very good positions in India, and they are much more prosperous because India is a very big country in comparison to Pakistan. The chances are very bright for business people who do the right business. And they have become multimillionaires.
So let me ask you again, who made the right decision? Those who stayed or those who went?
Those who went. Those who went, they made the decision because they felt panicky. They felt panicky. You see, if somebody attacks me, I feel panicky and I say, let me flee, let me go, run away. So they made the decision.
When Qaidism came to Karachi,
yes,
August the 14th, 1947, the independence celebration.
Yes.
Did you go to see the celebrations?
Yes, I did go to see them.
What happened? What did you see?
I don't remember now.
But what was the mood like? Was it excited? Were people excited?
People were very much excited because it was a new country was born. A dynamic personality had arisen who, without much trouble, got few independent countries in the world. But the man did not survive much. If he had lived, the map and the fate of the minorities would have been quite different. He was not a communal man, he was not a fundamentalist. He believed that everybody is alike. He says after the creation of the Pakistan, all Hindus ceased to be Hindus, all Muslims ceased to be Muslims, and so that all are Pakistanis. If he would have survived, he would have achieved that thing, what he professed, what he practiced. Then he would have practiced the same thing.
At the time of partition, what did you feel about Karachi becoming part of Pakistan?
You see, soon after partition, you see, small incidents begin to occur. Stabbing and other things. Those people felt panicky and so they didn't see much in Pakistan.
Were you happy to be in Pakistan? Were you proud?
We were also afraid. We were afraid that there's anything might happen to us. So up to 8th January, when there were no riots in Karachi prior to that, we were always apprehensive but not worried. But when actually that attack took place on our building, then we saw it proper to send our family away. My young sister was there, she was unmarried. My wife was young. So it was better for the purpose of safety.
Where did they go to?
They went to Ahmedabad.
Ahmedabad, in Gujarat?
In Gujarat.
And when did they come back?
After a year or so. My sister got married there, and I got my my wife and my son back.
But when Pakistan was created, how did you feel about not being an Indian anymore, but being a Pakistani?
We thought that because the name of our country was Pakistan, that means the purity. We had got good hopes that we will continue to live in peace in this country, we will enjoy equal rights and freedoms, and there will be no trouble anymore. People will be honest. You understand? When they have been complaining about the malpractices and corruption and injustice of other community, you mean the majority community, Hindus, they would be good enough to behave nicely to the minorities. This is what our expectation was, and that was the expectation of many Hindus who were there. But when they saw something quite different, then they said that it's no hope.
How big was Karachi? What size was Karachi in 1947 compared to
you
now?
See, I tell you. You see, this Khada place was there. This side, Lehari side. Acha, up to Kharadar, you have seen Kharadar? this corridor. Achha, then up to Jamsai Road, this was all right. You see, where the Kadiyarism's mausoleum is there, there used to be a hillock. It was a deserted place. Even on Sundays, the people go, they used to be looted. So this was the outer skirt of Karachi, the Jamsai Road. Beyond, I mean, this where this cliff is there, I mean, the small hillock is there. That was, it was called Takri, this hillock. And it was thinly populated, about 4-5 lakhs people were there. Majority of the Hindus lived in the city, and the Muslims lived in the outer skirts.
When the Mujahideen started coming in,
yeah,
they had experienced bad things in India. Were they bitter against Hindus?
They were they mainly did the same thing. They were the main people who harassed the Hindus here. They tried to, because they had got no house where to live. So they tried to possibly take possession of the Hindu places. Then the Hindus started leaving them voluntarily. Say, this is my house. Here I am living. I feel unsafe. I leave it and go away. It's better to go away than to be forced to leave. So this was the point.
Were any Hindus killed in rioting?
Not in Karachi, except in those Sikhs. Not in.
How many of those Sikhs were died, were killed?
I think 7-8 Sikhs died in that. But no Hindu was killed.
So compared to Punjab, Karachi was very...
Karachi was safer as far as life is concerned. But the property was looted. Shops were looted, property. Because the entire business, you see, belonged to the Hindu community. Not even 1% were owned by Muslims. And now is that quite a different thing. It may be 99% owned by Muslims and hardly a percent by Hindus.
Was there any occasion when you realized that you were in a new country, and when you saw a banknote for the first time, or any event which made you realize that Pakistan had come?
I have not followed you properly.
Was there any event, anything you saw or heard, which made you realize, fully realize, that Pakistan had come into being? For example, when you saw Pakistan money for the first time, or things like, is there anything that you remember?
You see, we, now don't put it on.
When you saw so many Hindus leaving,
yes,
how did you feel?
I feel also panicky, but I took courage. I loved my country, that's why I stayed. I loved my country, that's why I stayed.
And you love your city? You love Karachi?
This is my birthplace. I was born here. I love it. And all the lore, all the surroundings, and that's why, whether it's a dingy place or a dirty place, whatever it is, I still love it.
Madam Ji, Pali, aapka naam kya hai?
Mera naam Jassi Bhai hai. Jassi Bhai Bhatia.
Jassi Bhai Bhatia?
Haan.
Achcha, achcha. Aap Karachi se
hai? I'm Karachi se hai.
Batwara ka samay, did things happen in Karachi which made you afraid for yourself?
जब आप कराची में पाकिस्तान हुआ तो आप डरती थी क्या होता
है? हाँ पाकिस्तान हुआ पहले तो डर लगते थे तो हालत तो बहुत खराब थी
क्या हुआ
थोड़ा फंस 6 जनवरी को फसाद हुआ वो हमने आंखें से देखा घर पे हमला हुआ तो हम लोग दो चले गए थे इंडिया पीछे हालत ही ठीक हुआ तो फिर वापस आया इधर.
Can she tell me the story of what happened when the people tried to get into the house?
Yeah, इसलिए हम लोग सबला सलामत नहीं थे भगवान ने हमको सलामत रखा ऐसे ही
आजकल
आप अभी तो पाकिस्तानी हूँ नेशनलिटी पाकिस्तानी है इधर ही रहती हूँ तो
आप आधा हिंदुस्तानी हैं
नहीं आधा तो हिंदुस्तानी नहीं हूँ इधर ही है पाकिस्तानी जन्म भी पाकिस्तान का है इधर पाकिस्तान में रहती हूँ.
Can I ask her, is she proud of Pakistan? Is your wife proud of Pakistan?
ऐसे तो ठीक है, अभी तो हालत ठीक है बस.
Tell me your name, sir.
My name is Saurabhji Nadar Shah Mughal.
Saurabhji?
Nadar Shah Mughal. Saurabhji Nadar Shah Mughal.
And you are the head priest here?
I'm a head priest here in Karachi. I'm a head priest for the Karachi Parsi Anjuman Trust Fund.
How many fire temples are in Karachi?
Two fire temples. One is here, Garikhata, and another one is opposite Bori Bazar, Sadar.
How many Parsis now live in Karachi?
About 2,000. About 2,000, I must say that children, gents and ladies, including.
When you came here in the 1950s from Gujarat?
I actually came first time Karachi in 1950, but I came again in 1957. After that, I settled down here and I took migrate in 1963. Ayub Khan helped us a lot.
How many Parsis were in Karachi when you came in 1957?
I came in Karachi that I think 7,000 people were here. 7,000. So many died and so many gone away. At Canada, Australia, America and New Zealand. And many people gone to India also from here.
Why have they gone?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't say.
Do Parsis have problems here?
No, not at all. Parsis, I must say in Gujarati, ke Parsi, Parsi log ke liye Pakistan bada acha desh hai.
Bada acha
desh hai.
But why have they gone then? They've gone for business?
They have gone for business, some on service with the children.
How do you feel about your community getting so much smaller?
We feel much. We feel much.
You feel sad?
Yes. Of course. And there is no priest at all here. So many priests died and nowadays only 8 priests, 9 priests is here.
In Karachi.
In Karachi. So it is very difficult when the death ceremony, marriage ceremonies and this Naujot ceremony. So we are in trouble and we have some trouble.
Do you think this community, the Parsi community in Karachi, will survive?
Survive means?
Continue.
Yeah.
Will this community, Parsis in Karachi, will it continue or will it all go?
No, that I can't say that. Because my children also, they want to go away, America. And once they have gone to Canada and they came back again. But now they want to go America, they won't get a visa from embassy. 4 times they were applied, but reject.
But if they all go, soon there will be no Parsis in Karachi. Okay. So,
God is great. I can't say anything, because now I'm also 65 years old. So how long I will work, I don't know.
Are you worried that perhaps one day there will be no Parsis in Karachi?
Worried though, I say. Worried to hai.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you tell abhi hindi mein boliye?
Haan, bolo.
To kitne Parsi log Karachi mein hai?
Karachi mein about 2,000 aadmi hai. 2,000 bachche aur ladies aur gents ke saath, wo about 2,000 people hai.
Lekin 40 साल पहले जब आप कराची में पहली बार आया, कितने पारसी लोग यहाँ हैं?
About 7,000 people 7,000 आदमी लोग यहाँ होते थे, सब लोग थोड़े से चल बसे वो मर गया, और थोड़े आदमी थोड़े क्या करके 3,000-4,000 आदमी लोग यहाँ से माइग्रेट करके यहाँ
कहा
कनाडा, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, अमेरिका, न्यूजीलैंड एंड इंडिया। यहाँ पे हमारे प्रीस्ट लोग प्रीस्ट क्लास के लिए भी ज़रा तकलीफ हो रही है, सेरिमनी मतलब क्रिया करने के लिए भी ज़रा तकलीफ होती है, प्रीस्ट मिलता नहीं है, क्यों कभी 2 से भी होता है, कभी 4 से भी होता है, ऐसी ऐसी जैसी सेरिमनीज वैसे हो।
Are there more Parsis in Karachi than anywhere else in Pakistan?
No, in Dahore. I was in Dahore 17 years. There were also about, at that time in the 1917, about 200 people at Lahore.
How many now?
Now only 80 or 90 people.
And
one in Peshawar.
One person?
One person in Peshawar. And Quetta, Balochistan, Quetta mein ek ibadat gah hai. There is also one fire temple.
So
Quetta, Quetta. People only 75 people are there.
So 75 in Quetta?
Yeah.
80 in Lahore,
2,000
in Karachi, 1 in Peshawar.
Peshawar, and 4 or 5 people in Multan.
So most Parsis in Pakistan and
Karachi, yeah.
Very small.
Very, very small community.
In Bombay there is, what, 50,000?
I read in paper, 53,700 people in Bombay. Only in Bombay, but I don't know about throughout the India.
And there's lots in Gujarat.
Surat and Bharuch, Navsari, or Delhi also.
In Delhi, some of my friends are Parsis. Shernaz, Italia, Reni,
Kadaji.
Good Parsi names.
Acha, yes. So
one other thing I would like to ask.
Banao me yazat. Bakshao yande, bakshao yazgar, meherbaun dadgar dadao.
The options are, there was an option. The option was to storm the shrine. But there were strict orders given to the security forces not to storm the shrine, and I fully agree with that. If that had taken place, you might